From Tidbits on August 22nd, 2016, this is T-Mobile and Sprint announce unlimited data for higher prices by Josh Centers. With typically hyperbolic language, T-Mobile has announced T-Mobile One, a new wireless plan for smartphones and tablets that eliminates data caps. Not to be outdone, Sprint has launched a competing plan called Unlimited Freedom. But of course, there are catches, not the least of which is that the overall prices are likely to be higher for many people. One is the loneliest number. T-Mobile One launches on September 6, 2016. While not all T-Mobile customers will be pushed to T-Mobile One immediately, CEO John Legere made it clear that it'll be the way everyone will do business with T-Mobile going forward. Despite the claims of simplicity, One has a lot of variables and additional charges. Legere boasts that a family of four will get unlimited talk, text, and data for only $40 per line, but that's a bit misleading. The first line in the plan is $70 per month, the second is $50, and additional lines, up to 8, are $20 per month. And you'll pay $5 more per month if you don't sign up for autopay. So yes, a family of four will pay $40 per line, but a single person will pay $70, and a couple will pay $60 each. You can add tablets for $20 per month each. There are also limits to how unlimited T-Mobile One is. Video is restricted to standard definition. If you want HD video, that will cost an additional $25 per month per line. If you exceed 26 gigabytes in a month, T-Mobile might throttle your speeds. And while One includes tethering, it's only at 2G speeds. 5 gigabytes of data via high-speed tethering will cost $15 per month. T-Mobile One will feature all the standard T-Mobile perks, such as unlimited text and data roaming in 140-plus countries, free roaming in Mexico and Canada, and Wi-Fi calling. For many average users, T-Mobile One is likely to be a price increase. Based on the analysis we performed last year in comparing U.S. iPhone plan costs in a contract-free world, an individual who pays for 1 gigabyte of high-speed data usage per month would pay $20 more per month with the One plan, while a couple of 2 gigabytes of data would pay $80 before. One increases that monthly cost to $120. A family of 3 with 3 gigabytes of data had to pay only $90 before. With One, the bill would hit $140. T-Mobile would argue that this approach compares apples to oranges, since One offers unlimited data. However, T-Mobile already excludes a number of streaming services from data caps, meaning that many T-Mobile customers never actually hit those caps. Sprint does it cheaper. Sprint's new Unlimited Freedom plan launched on August 19, 2016, and unlike T-Mobile, it doesn't appear as though Unlimited Freedom will be the only option going forward. Unlimited Freedom offers unlimited LTE data, talk, and text for $60 per month. A second line costs $40, and additional lines up to $10 or $30 per month. The catch is that, like T-Mobile, Sprint will optimize certain types of data, such as video, gaming, and music. Video will be limited to 480p resolution. Gaming is throttled at 2 megabits per second, and music streams are capped at a quality rate of 500 kilobits per second. For tethering purposes, customers get 5 gigabytes of high-speed data per month. If you go over that amount, you can either accept throttled speeds of 32 kilobits per second, or purchase more data at the rate of $15 per 1 gigabyte. For those who travel or communicate with others around the world, Unlimited Freedom includes international texting to the United States, unlimited text and data at 2G speeds, and calls at 20 cents per minute in covered countries. The free Sprint Open World plan includes unlimited talk and text, plus 1 gigabyte of data in Canada, Mexico, and most countries in Latin America. Or with Sprint Global Roaming, you can buy high-speed data access in 1 day, 1 week, and 2 week increments. Sprint's Unlimited Freedom is cheaper than T-Mobile One. An individual pays $70 per month in T-Mobile, but $60 in Sprint. A couple will pay $120 to T-Mobile, but only $100 to Sprint. A family of three would pay $140 to T-Mobile, but only $130 to Sprint. Couples do the best in this comparison. However, compared to last year's price points for the Sprint Family Share Pack, Unlimited Freedom is a price increase for families. An individual still pays $60 per month, the same as before. A couple would pay $25 more per month, while a family of three would pay up to $30 more each month. But Sprint hasn't offered all the free data perks that T-Mobile has, so the math for your particular situation might be different. Between these changes and the recent ones at AT&T, cellular competition is heating up in the prelude to the next iPhone. T-Mobile and Sprint CEOs quickly got into a war of words on Twitter, with T-Mobile's John Legere accusing Sprint of copy-paste, while Sprint's Marcelo Claire accused Legere of being a con artist. We merely note that the numbers speak for themselves. Now that ever more iPhones are contract-free, you should compare plans at all the carriers and pick the plan that makes the most sense for your actual data usage. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.